Holidaying at home is the order of the summer, especially with uncertainty over the viability of foreign travel continuing. But the Restaurants Association says hotels and restaurants are struggling to recruit skilled staff, including chefs, bartenders and baristas. So what does it mean for hospitality owners and for tourists holidaying at home this summer? Elaine Keogh reports.
It is a warm, breezy evening on the terrace at Scholars Townhouse Hotel in Drogheda, County Louth. Owner Mark McGowan is also president of the Restaurants Association of Ireland.
We are thrilled to be back open. We've renovated our outdoor terrace.
Mark McGowan has experienced the challenge of filling vacancies.
We've had an extremely difficult challenge in terms of recruitment of late. So, and specific skills, the likes of culinary arts, the guys in the kitchen are really struggling at the minute because I just don't have enough bodies. So normally I'd have a brigade of about 10 chefs. I actually only have 8 chefs in there at the minute. So we're down 2. So it means that the current team are doing excess hours, which means they get tired and they can get lethargic, etc. But they're doing a really good job. I'm delighted with how things are going. There's also other areas of the business like sommeliers, baristas, mixologists. These are all specific skills that are required for our industry to succeed, and we don't have those guys really at the minute. We have a certain amount, but not enough.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Maldron Hotel Dublin Airport. This is Taylor speaking. How can I help?
Elaine, you're very welcome. This is Maldron Hotel Dublin Airport. It's 251 bedrooms.
Denise Campbell, General Manager of the hotel.
Of Dublin Airport.
Your clientele is a little bit different to other hotels.
It is indeed. We would be reliant on airport business. So for me, unfortunately, the recovery hasn't started at the moment. But I would feel that after July 19th is in place and people can start moving, we will see our business levels improve.
She says they have been able to keep the majority of staff on the payroll.
From the start, really, we made the decision that we were going to keep as many people as we could retained. And thankfully, with the government supports, we were able to do that. So before the pandemic hit, we had about 109 people on our payroll. And today now we have 89. So what we do is we have them on a part-time basis with us, thanks to the government supports. And then as the business increases, we'll be able to bring them back on a full-time basis. And we made that decision so that we could keep our teams together.
The number of vacancies in hospitality has resulted in requests for hospitality students. Maria Roddy Frayne, lecturer in the hospitality department in Dundalk Institute of Technology.
I think there are a huge amount of opportunities out there for them, you know, and particularly in the last couple of weeks, you know, we've had a lot of people contacting us with job opportunities and asking us to, you know, put them out to our students, you know, and this is very different from in previous years. We would have been going to employers to see if they had anything. They're reaching out now to us with job vacancies. So there is a lot of job vacancies out there at the minute.
Why are there those vacancies though? Because one would presume the people who had previously been working in those would be going back.
I think a lot of those, you know, there are a lot of people who may have left the industry and gone into things like retail. And maybe potentially, you know, or, you know, maybe international employees, they may have gone home to their own countries. And I suppose retail has taken a lot. And there is the risk now that those people will stay in those jobs. Because maybe they feel that they've got them through the last year, you know, so there's regular employment for it.
One chef who decided to change kitchens during the pandemic is Matthias Ecker. We met in his home kitchen in Drogheda.
I have here a little selection of my my baked goods, what I'm doing freshly in the mornings. Yeah, my previous jobs was from a la carte planning, the normal day-to-day basis in a restaurant business, from breakfast, lunch, dinner, over to small celebrations, to big wedding functions. Everything would be involved in that one. Organizing the chefs that they have everything, ordering, holiday planning, what everything comes with the managing of a kitchen.
Walking his dog during the pandemic, Matthias passed a local pub that had started to offer takeaway coffee. He offered to supply it with his cakes and buns. Now he has 7 clients and has started to build a kitchen in his back garden. He says the pandemic is a factor in chefs making different work choices.
There was a lot of uncertainty of the business in the chef community or in the whole hospitality sector? Are the restaurants closing? How long is this pandemic going on for? How long I'm out of job? There's a lot of time to think about different things.
Lecturer in hospitality Maria Roddy Frayne says the pandemic has brought more recognition to the industry and there are opportunities for future graduates.
There's been a lot of talk about the hospitality industry, about the event industry, you know, and its value to the economy. And I suppose it maybe didn't get that recognition before. So I think the government, you know, are very much focused on getting the industry back, you know, and have put a lot of things in place, you know, even with the Fáilte Ireland investment in new attractions. You know, there's going to be up to 8,000 jobs as a result of that. You know, so there is huge opportunities, you know, in the coming years, which is really, really good for our students.
Back in Drogheda, Matthias Ecker knows what the future holds for him, but says that generally more needs to be done to attract people to work in hospitality, particularly as chefs.
Definitely, as chefs, the salary wise have to be looked into hour wise as well. I think a lot of young chefs doing a lot of hours, or chefs in general, or front of house, that's a major problem I think in the area, where it becomes really unattractive for young people. They want to see their friends, they want to socialize as well after work, but that's probably not possible because they have to get up early in the morning, work late on weekends, and that have to be really looked into it.
Does the passion, though, you said chefs are passionate people, does that passion not help get through that and get past it?
That helps a lot, but it sometimes is not enough.
And that was Chef Matthias Ecker, who started his own baking business called Buns during the lockdown, ending that report from Elaine Kill.